Now, everyone else, what are you searching for this Christmas? Are you searching for notes, a crook, or gold? Are you searching for approval, control, or riches? Maybe you want the approval of your friends, family, and colleagues. You'd love for them to think that you tell the best anecdotes or you're the host supreme. Maybe you're searching for that type of approval. Maybe you are searching for that sense of control where everything just goes according to plan. You're trying to fit everything to your timetable, and you will keep all of those plates spinning. I bet some of you have made your Christmas spreadsheets already. But maybe that's not you. Maybe you are looking for riches. You're excited about what Santa's going to bring down the chimney, or you're looking forward to a big, fat, juicy Christmas bonus. I think if we're honest, we are all looking for approval, control, or riches in some way. Boys and girls, it would be excellent if you could be very quiet while you're doing that. Thank you. We're all looking for one of those three things, but that's not wrong. It's not necessarily wrong. I just think we're far too easily pleased and that we should be a bit more ambitious, because Jesus at Christmas offers us something far more than approval, control, or riches. He offers us more than what we're searching for. First, Jesus the Rescuer offers us something far more than the approval of our friends, family, and colleagues. He offers us the smile of God himself. The thing is that as we are, none of us has God's smile. All of us, in some way, have turned our backs on God, maybe even shaken our fists at him. We deserve God's anger. But remember what the angel said to the shepherds at Christmas. A saviour has been born. Jesus the Rescuer lived and died to wipe away our wrong and restore God's smile over you. Find Jesus. Find God's smile. Number two, Jesus the King offers us far more than a life under our control. Okay, it does feel really good when things go according to our plans. But actually, how often does that really happen? I'm sure your spreadsheet is very impressive. You've got it colour-coded, you've got it annotated. Christmas shopping, tick. Cards delivered, tick. Someone's shaking their heads. the turkey is ordered, everything is done. Excellent. However, there are some things, some variables that we can't organise away. Our health, tragedy, or the weather. These things are just out of our control. And do you know, it's so freeing to get away from that and to live under the rule and blessing of King Jesus. He's got a really big spreadsheet. And in all things, God is working for the good of those who love him. Find Jesus. Find life under his rule and blessing. And number three, Jesus Emmanuel offers us something far more than presents down the chimney and big fat Christmas bonuses. Jesus offers us something way more than that. And actually, I think we'd all agree that a truly rich life isn't about stuff and money anyway. Have a think for the moment, just about the happiest times of your life. Cast your mind back. What are we thinking about? We're all thinking about quality time with our loved ones, aren't we? Those are the happiest times of our life. Life, a rich life, isn't about money and stuff. It's about relationship. And that's what finding Jesus is about too. Finding Jesus is about so much more than just joining a religion or turning over a new leaf. Finding Jesus is about closeness and intimacy. And in a world so full of disconnection, aren't we craving for that sort of closeness? Knowing and being known. Having a part in the closest relationship that we could possibly have in this life. Finding Jesus means a living relationship with God himself. For as we read in Matthew, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Find Jesus. Find true riches. So, as we finish off, I really hope you have a great Christmas. I hope that you find exactly what you're looking for. But I pray even more that you find Jesus. For the first time or for the thousandth time, come to him at this time of year and worship him. Worship him as your rescuer. Worship him as your king. And worship him as God with us.